This is The End of Giants, a Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 1, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2 video games fanfic, written by Nimja and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is not rated and is gen. Revan doesn't die. It's a truth that has inspired many things. During the Mandalorian Wars, when everything else seemed to be lost, Revan was the one who survived. Revan was power. Revan was will. Revan was the one who was going to see all of the soldiers through until the end. And Revan did. Revan survived because the galaxy needed her to survive. She held the heart of the Force in her hand, and she needed to keep that fire burning for them all. Malak did not understand. He didn't understand what it meant to be alone, to be needed. He only saw the woman he had fought for, and when she allowed it, beside her, turning into something more powerful. Something that defied death. Something that could not be stopped. He envied her. To be so certain of your own infallibility, to master the inevitable. He tries to kill her, because she is not the woman he idolized, befriended. She is something broken, and broken things must be swept away. But Revan doesn't die. Revan survives. And she leaves those who don't behind. Mitra dies forever. The first time, she dies for everyone. Malachor holds billions of lives, and she takes them all, and pays the price. The young general goes dumb, deaf, and blind to anything but pain when she sees the planet collapse in on itself. She feels nothing but sorrow, and as the lights go out, she experiences death. She experiences death over and over and over, until the people of Malachor cannot experience it anymore because there is none left of them. The exile leaves herself on Malachor V, condemned with the Mandalorians she has condemned on Revan's orders. Her body is a hollow shell, one that only holds a void. It keeps such pain it has wounded even the Force. And that is why she must go after Revan. Because Revan survives, but the exile has conquered death. Alec dies only once. He doesn't beg for mercy. He doesn't run. He doesn't hide. He stares at the one he had called friend as they ram a lightsaber through his chest. Peace finally finds him in the end. And when his eyes close, he sees nothing but the orange sunsets of Dantooine. Smells nothing but the long grass of the plains, and hears nothing but the laughter of three Padawans too young to know anything else. Malak dies as any other soldier cut down by war, and they envy him. Because Alec is the only one that can rest. The end. Reader's notes.
I have fallen into a Revan spiral, and I hate it. I didn't ask for this.
It's been 10 months since my first Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic podfic, and that one wasn't even because I particularly cared about the fandom. I was just sort of like, I'm mad that it doesn't exist. I didn't have feelings, and then I read the fic. like as a, oh shit, there is no Podvic in this fandom. And then I caught feelings. And then I spent $5 putting Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, the Android game, on my old phone because I'm at the point where I'm willing to spend cash money to have more feelings about these stupid people and their terrible decisions and their heart-wrenching tragedy. Also, I really love this idea that, like, Revan is life and Mitra is death and Malik is, or rather, Alec is the point in between. And that's what the tension is there because you cannot have any of the one without the other. And it hurts me inside. And it's so good for me. I didn't expect to live this life, but here we are. Also, my laptop is down, so this podfic was entirely recorded, edited, cover-arted, and metadata posted, blah blah blah, on my phone. Which reminds me that I need to eventually update my post about that. In case you're still listening, because the notes part of this podfic have gotten longer than the fuck it. Thank you to Nimja for having blanket permission to podfic. I am very excited to make my way through many of your Knights of the Old Republic related works and drown myself in emotions. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.